The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I got a call from an old friend. I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't talked to this person in a while. I kind of want to discuss this. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I'm sitting at home and I'm alone right now. Otto is an NBA DJ. Very busy. He's on the road doing his thing. And I'm kind of like just lonely. I was just, because I usually orbit Otto all the time, right? We're pretty clingy. Yeah. So, Anthony, thank you. And the phone rings and I'm like, oh my gosh, Charles, I haven't spoken to him in, I don't even remember. And we had this great conversation. And we ended up talking about family and everything.
And how long have you guys been friends?
Otto, 20 years.
Before he called you now, how long has it been since you guys spoke to each
years.
Other?
I don't know. Years. It's been a very long time.
We usually see him at industry events.
But I had the best conversation. Isn't that great?
Yes.
When you haven't spoken to someone in a very long time, and then it's like it was yesterday.
Right?
Yeah,
like
yes.
You just never skip a beat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
I've been fortunate enough to have like lifelong friends since elementary school. And over the holiday this past year, I saw my friend Adrian, and this is in our 30 years of friendship. This is the longest we've ever gone without speaking to each other. And it's because, honestly, it's because he has a full-on family now.
Life changes.
Yeah, he's a, you know what he is? My best friend has become a dance dad.
Is he on TikTok and Instagram with his kids now doing it?
No. He has to go to the dance recital.
As a former cheer dad, I know all about this.
He's got other things, but that happens, right? Aunt, we grow up and you lose track. I will say I'm a little jealous of you. When you said that you've known him since you were little, Otto, same thing with Otto. He's got friends that I'm friends with now.
Elementary school. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just didn't have that because I moved around all the time, right? We moved constantly. I went to countless elementary schools, countless junior highs, countless high schools. So my friends, I've been an adult when I actually made connections and friendships. So it's very different for me. And I get a little jealous of you and Otto.
Thinking about this conversation reminds me of what my friend Austin's father told us. He said, cherish your friends now because when you get older, you don't have friends. All you have is coworkers.
Literally. I mean, my dad used to tell me the same thing. He used to always be like, you know this little high school situation you got going on? You guys all hang out together? That's going to stop once you get a little older because you get busy. You got a job. You have kids. Life happens. And then you see each other once every 5 years.
And Otto, I bet you didn't believe him, did you?
Oh, I remember. I literally told him, I was like, oh, me and my friends won't be like that, Dad. We're super close. We're going to be connected all the time. And don't get me wrong. We're still friends. I still text with these guys at least once a week. But
you don't see them, yeah.
I haven't seen some of them in over a year.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know, Anthony, what you just said, the coworker thing? There are days that go by that I only talk to, well, obviously, Otto's my husband.
People you work with?
You and producer Jack. That's it, yeah. And Leroy. Like, that's...
Shout out Leroy. Yes, dude.
I made some of my best friends, though, working. Mm. And I know this may sound corny, but when I start talking to people that Instagram me and DM me, that listen to the show... They've become some of my closest friends. Nikki, my girl Noreen. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm talking like I go to their house. They come to my house. Like, I've made really good friendships.
I think that's what makes The Office so relatable, that story, is because you show up every day and you spend, you know, a lot of your life with your coworkers.
They become your family.
Of course, yes, exactly.
Your
You're going to form
family.
A relationship. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to watch The Office tonight since I'm alone, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Someone ever gone to your house to spend the night and they never leave? I know it sounds crazy, but that's what happened in today's Down in the DM. So Eddie... He sends me a direct message on Instagram. He's like, my girlfriend Kim is talking to some guy at work, Dana. I think she's messing around. And I said, maybe it's a work husband. No, it went down in the DM, but there was a lot to this.
Is it the same doctor you're at work? Is that who you're staying out at night with?
Yes. You know what? It is. And I've been trying to get you out of my apartment for the past 3 months.
Why did you even ask me to move in then?
I never did. You spent the night and you never left. I didn't ask you anything.
Man, yes, you did. I can't believe you. You're not the woman I thought you were. All you want is money. That's it.
No, not at all. What I want is a real man. I don't want to leave.
You're such a... Don't talk to me like
that. You're right.
That.
You know what? I am a... I really am. And this wants all your... out of my apartment before I get home tonight, okay? Bye-bye.
I are you going to spend the night and not leave? That just doesn't make sense to me. And at first, I was kind of angry at her. Like, you shouldn't have done this, girl. But I'm thinking to myself, if you're in my apartment and I don't want you here and I've told you to leave and you're not, why do I stop my life for you?
Okay, she didn't make it seem like that. I think we got to still have a little compassion for a man.
She 100% sounded like that.
She's a bad human being.
She let the man live with her. How is that bad? He's a bad human being for not leaving her house. Go.
Because she
butterfly
thinks that
fly.
These guys, these doctors that she's hanging out with actually care about her. Newsflash, sweetie, they don't.
I don't care if they do or they don't. That's her space. That's her place. She can do whatever she wants. She's a grown woman. She doesn't need this man not leaving. Like, that is so weird to me.
I think I agree with both of you because Anthony's right. The doctor doesn't care about her.
Who cares?
He'll be X to the next. But at the same time, I have had somebody come over for a weekend, and obviously this is before Dan and I were together, and she thought that she was just going to stay with her. She thought she was going to be there for the rest of her time or something. And I had to tell her, oh no, this is not the way this works.
Exactly. Like, how do you just post up at someone's house? We have Yasmin online too. Hi, Yasmin. Welcome to the Dana Cut That Show. What do you think about this situation with Eddie and his, well, girlfriend? He calls her a girlfriend, Kim.
I think he needs to leave.
Thank you.
As a man, he needs to leave.
He should have left in the first place. I'm really thrown off that he even stayed there.
Because he was comfortable. On the call, what I noticed was that she was very calm. She used words, yes, but she was calm about it. This is something that she was already over, and he knew. Because from the moment that he didn't really have solid proof, but he felt something, he knew that he wasn't being the man he was supposed to be. Mm. And when a man starts getting insecure about who he is, he starts going crazy. He starts getting paranoid. And she was calm the entire time. So he needs to go. He has no business there anymore.
Also, like, I feel embarrassed for him that he... How do you just stay at somebody's house when you're not supposed to?
That was a pretty great observation. Has anything like this happened to you before?
No. I think I was the one that just hit with my baby daddy.
Oh, you!
He worked in Florida, and I heard things of him doing things out there. So by the time he came back, really, I was the one that left. I just left him with the house or whatever. I literally just left.
Oh, you were done, huh? You're like, I'm done with this.
Yes. And there was no more fighting.
Did he end up staying there, or did they kick him out? Like, what happened to him?
Well, he stayed there for like a year afterwards.
Are you still in contact with him?
Yeah, for life, my baby.
That's all that this kind of man is good for. I'm sorry. But if you have the audacity to spend the night and not leave, you're not a real one. And that goes for women too, because Otto, your friend had a girl do this, and I mentioned earlier, and we're not going to say any names.
I had a girl try to do it to me, but I know exactly who you're talking about, and that ended up in being, I think it was a 2 or 3 year relationship.
Because she just wouldn't leave, Anthony. The woman would not leave.
But hold on, this is the craziest part, is he had a girlfriend when she moved in. Obviously, he was cheating, but...
And he hid this woman in his apartment for all the years and kept the girlfriend in the other city.
It was such a weird situation.
Did it go down to the DM? Yes, it did.
She found out.
So how do you feel about Eddie? Shouldn't he get out of the apartment? And also, I did say it went down in the DM, but did it? Is Kim with him? Does she need to be committed to a man that she's not committed to? She did not ask this man to move in. 877-730-DCS1. Tap in. Let's talk about it next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, you can't just spend the night and never leave somebody's house. That is not a relationship. That is you taking advantage of somebody you're seeing because they have a stable home, a stable job, and maybe you don't.
He's there lending emotional support while she's going through her new career
journey. I don't need emotional support. I need bills paid, Anthony.
She needs financial support.
I don't need a child. You know, I need a man, and that's why I love Otto. No, it's 100% true. So if you just turned the radio on earlier, the down on the DM, Eddie contacted me. He sent me a direct message on Instagram, and he's like, Dana, I think it's going to go down on the DM. My girl Kim is talking to someone at work. She's a nurse, okay? He's right, but it was revealed that he was never asked to stay there. Now I'm going to go to Stephanie. Stephanie, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What do you want to say about this combo?
I kind of have a few thoughts on him.
Okay.
The whole doctor thing, she's totally just totally screwed up with that. I work at a hospital, so I know how doctors are.
Stephanie, you know, talk to us. Do tell, girl, because we've heard. I got a text message that the doctors do this all the time with different nurses. They're true?
Yes, they're not the most loyal people. Nine out of ten times I've seen, they are messing around on wives and girlfriends. But mind you, sometimes they're at the hospital for days at a time, so wives and girlfriends don't realize they're doing these things because they think they're just working.
Are they doing them at the hospital, though?
I mean, the doctors do have their own room, so it's not impossible.
Okay.
But Stephanie, maybe she doesn't like the doctor like that. Maybe she's just having fun.
That's always a possibility, but just know if she is in it for that, that he's going to be up and on to the next very soon, I'm sure.
That part.
Yeah,
who knew? Grey's Anatomy's real.
It is. Yes, working at a hospital, I realized Grey's Anatomy is not as false as everybody thinks.
It's the real deal. Stephanie, thank you for giving us that tea. Oh my gosh, I will never go to MD Anderson and look at everybody the same again. Okay, let's go.
That doesn't happen there.
No, it does.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A man named Ari Hadara was approached to buy raffle tickets, as so many of us are, you know. And so he spent $117 and he won a Picasso painting that's worth well over $1 million.
What?
I know. Take a listen to Ari.
I was surprised. That's it. When you bet on this, you don't expect to win. It's just the hazard. So that's it. But I'm very happy because I'm very interested by painting. And it's a great news for me.
Yeah, this is a Picasso painting that was done in 1941. Oh. Yeah. Yeah,
where,
I would.
Where are you buying lottery tickets to this?
He's in Paris. He was in Paris, but he didn't know that it was a Picasso painting. He was shocked. He thought it was fake, by the way, when they called him. He's like, yeah, right. Give me a break. And they're like, no, you really won. Are you keeping the painting or selling the painting? Because immediately I'm like, Sotheby's, let's put this up for auction. Ouch, I do not want it. I don't like Picasso.
I would try to sell it, but also at the same time, I personally don't have the resources or know who I would even take that to. If I'm trying to sell a Picasso
Find you, trust me.
Yeah, they'll find you.
They'll find me?
Ooh. That's how much money it's worth. Man, $117 on that. The only thing I ever bought that I won, my nana gave me $3 for a raffle and we won a cake. And I was just as excited as Ari. Nana, we got a cake. And then we get home and she's like, we can't eat that. I said, why? She said, because I don't know who made that. I said, Nana, what?
No, not Nana being a cake block.
She wouldn't let me eat the church cake.
She was like, we don't know what's inside that thing.
She literally said, you don't know if they wash their hands, mija. I'm like, Nana. I was so distraught.
Dang, that's crazy. She didn't trust a cake coming from the house of God? Shout out Nana. You know what? Always keep her head on a swivel. I like her style. I mean, listen, Judas did the same thing. Keep your head on a swivel.
You're right. You never know, right? It could have been somebody bad making that cake.
I can't recall ever winning anything from like a raffle or anything like that, but I do remember the world's finest chocolate. Do you guys remember that?
Those chocolate bars
from elementary school. Yes.
Do they still make those like at Little Leagues? If any, hit me up. I will buy a box of world's finest chocolate if your kid has some.
Not only at Little Leagues, but they still offer them to schools to sell as fundraisers and cheer teams and dance teams. They do world's finest chocolates. Oh my gosh, I haven't thought of that in years.
I'm telling you guys right now, I had an endless supply of world's finest chocolate. I'm not going to tell you where it came from, but I was the Nino Brown of the chocolate bars.
I don't know. You were not the Nino Brown.
I was slanging those things, and people were. It was like I had a steady clientele. It was, and I had a little stash spot for everything. It was amazing. Gosh.
You must Google Nino Brown to get that joke. All right. Okay. Look.
I'm not my brother's keeper.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.